business. You don't know how early the rest of us got down here.
First in this building, this room, is what I'm saying. First commissioner in the room.
Wonder where are they? Don't have a good reminder to be, get going, do I?
Paulson better be here first, otherwise it won't be very funny. So
Hazy won't be here.
When Argus going to tear him up, then so
we can have fun with him. Okay, we'll call our meeting to order, and Rick Finley's going to lead us in opening prayer, and then we'll have the pledge if you'd stand.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you so much for the blessings you have given us, and are just again awed at the great presence that we have with you. We thank you. We thank you for being the great God that you are. We just thank you, Lord, for the plan of salvation presented to us. We pray that you just help us to keep that in the forefront of our minds, and we'd be ready to share that with others that might need to hear that. Pray to the Lord that you just give us guidance today and give us wisdom to make the decisions you want us to make in everything we do, not just in the business, but also spiritually. We just pray that you be with those things, dear Lord. Just help us to do things you want us to do. We pray that you be with those that are in harm's way, dear Lord, the troops may be defending our country. We just pray that you watch over them and give them guidance. We just thank you, Lord, again for the blessing you've given us. Pray that you just continue to watch over us, these things we ask.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Rick. How about minutes? We ready for minutes?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Minutes.
Yep.
You're ready to make a motion to approve 914, 916, and 918.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Accounts payable. Any questions on that?
That's fine.
Your tagged deal, do you want to bring it up, or you got anything that you don't talk?
I've asked Helen. She said she'd be happy to. Explain that one that I called you about, would you mind?
Was it the
school building revolving fund? We do annually, you said.
Okay, annually, I'll just read the law that goes with it. Please report all forfeitures of assets transferred pursuant to Section 166, 131, and all gifts and bequests to the School Building Revolving Fund. And whenever you read the School Building Revolving Fund, it's a when the bonds are forfeited, when someone puts up a bond for someone and then those are forfeited, they come into my office from the circuit clerk's office. We put them in a line, and annually in September, I send in what we've collected from the 1st of September, the year before, to the end of August, and that goes to the state, to Department of Revenue. And it's the statute reads, school districts may submit applications for lease purchases from the revolving fund for specific projects. So it goes up to there, and then the schools can apply for those funds.
And so it's how's it split out? It's split out to all the schools?
That's up to it's. I kind of basically.
You don't have to do that?
And I don't do that. I kind of basically look at it as like our Title III money. They have certain requirements they have to do, and it's between them and the state. They apply for it, and if they if their application is approved, then. But it's not just our money. It's everyone's money goes up to the state, and then like Forsyth School could apply for the pool that's up there, not just Tank County.
I see. Yeah. Now, is this like a road and bridge or a sewer or one of those kind of bonds? What kind of?
No, it's bonds that the bond companies put up for someone that's going to court.
Ah,
and if
okay.
They lose
okay.
It, I'm sorry. I didn't explain that.
I got you.
It's a court bond. Like, you put up a $3,000 bond, and then your person skips out, and you forfeit that bond. It comes into the state. And if you don't, if the judge ever gives an order for me to, you know, for some reason, if they bring that person back in, they get that bond back, we do have to cut a check back to the company, the bond company.
Gotcha.
That's what kind of bond it is.
Okay.
Okay?
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
That?
Sounds okay. Good.
All right.
That's all I had. Anybody
motion
want to make a motion?
Motion for approval. Accounts payable.
Second. Any discussion? Questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Didn't see any journal entries or transfers. Stopped by and visited a few minutes with Rick this morning. He's working on TIF figures, and I appreciate, just want to say thanks for struggling through them. Not easy, I see, and watching that for us. Okay, public comment? Nobody? Okay. We're ready for tourism. No, I didn't write tax. Tourism
Community Enhancement District.
There we go. Anne, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the chance to provide you all with an update on what's new and happening with the tourism district. It was actually this Taney County Commission who established the district. Chuck may remember that, but it was a totally different slate of commissioners at the time in 2001. So I thought it might help to do just a little bit of a review of what the tourism district's about and then to tell you what we've been up to lately. I do have a handout for you all, too.
Okay,
maybe
great.
I should let you follow along with that. Just so you've got some written reference of some of these things.
Thank you.
As I mentioned, the district was established in 2001, and the Taney County Commission did that at the time with the idea to maintain a healthy regional economy and provide employment, preserve and protect property values, and enhance the quality of life. It is a specified geographic district that includes a good portion of Taney County, but also includes Indian Point, Stone County near Silver Dollar City, and out to Table Rock Lake, where the State Park Marina and Showboat Branson Bell operate. There was some revisions to the legislation in 2005, and a second vote, a second ballot went to the voters and was passed in November 8th of 2005 that allowed the tourism district to collect a 1% sales tax. Those collections began in April of 06, so it's been roughly 3 years since the tourism district went into effect. The legislation also allowed for a board of directors, which I serve on Taney County's behalf, as well as the other folks you see listed there from the City of Branson, the Village of Indian Point, and Stone County as well has one appointment. Three of those seats are pending right now. Our fiscal year is October 1 through September 30th, so there will be potentially three new appointments to the board on October 1st. Ed Akers has... our chairman has decided to decline a reappointment, so we know that's one new seat that will definitely happen, and the other two are still pending from the City of Branson and from the Village of Indian Point. The Tourism District bylaws also provide for two standing committees. One is an advisory council of folks from the community that help us with marketing decisions, and the other is financial oversight. Which does what you would expect financial oversight to do, budgets and audits and things of that sort. Just as a frame of reference, the first year the tourism tax was in place, we collected just over $7 million. Year three, our most recent complete year, through September of 09, we are expecting to collect, our estimate is about $7,357,000. So it is growing slightly, but a nice amount of money for the tourism and the promotion of tourism in our area. We don't spend all of that on marketing. The state of Missouri keeps a percent for doing the collections for us. The board, the TCED board, also has 1% allowed for their expenses, audits, legal fees, et cetera. And the TIF, the Branson TIF, affects our tax collection as well. So we end up with about 84% that goes pretty directly to tourism marketing and promotion of the area. We contract with the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce, or we have for the past 3 years, to facilitate the spending of those dollars. And their contract as well is up for renewal right now. So if you've been hearing a lot lately about the tourism district, that's why.
Yeah.
It's quite a few things that have been going on the last 30 to 60 days. And May 1st, we started a task force that I headed up to review that contract, and then that turned after about 30 to 45 days into a contract renegotiation task force. So we are very close. We're down to the nits and the gnats of the contract language to go ahead and have October 1 renew the contract with with the Branson Lakes Area CBB to be our administrator of the marketing fees and to take care of spending that marketing dollar for the community in the best way. And then I provided just a few of the marketing results over the last 3 years. It does make a difference when your marketing budget goes from $2 million to $6 million, because we have, despite bad economic conditions, been able to grow visitation to the area over those 3 years about 3.5%, which is very favorable compared to other destinations around the country. Our spending per party's up, as you can see there, about 26% since 2005. We always look to try to increase first-time visitors because we know we're going to lose a certain number of visitors through attrition and various reasons we can't control, even though they love us and they come back a lot. We always need those first-timers, and we've been able to see some growth there over the last 3 years as well. And then web inquiries have just gone crazy, and that's not all our efforts, of course. That's just the growth of the web, and especially for travel-related services. But what's really exciting, even though we saw a downturn in 2008 on web inquiries, this year we're up over 100% because we took some time in 2009 to redo that site and make it more effective and improve our efforts there, and we're really seeing the results that we'll show at the end of 2009. We have our annual meeting coming up this week on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Branson City Hall Council Chambers. Cordially invite all of you to attend, as we do each year, but I also want to make sure that you know that as your representative, you have all my contact information here. I'm happy to come provide updates of this sort if that's helpful to the commission, or you can call or contact me in any way or tell me the best way to keep you in touch with what's going on with the tourism district. I know you all have a lot of very important county business things to deal with, so I don't know that this is always a high priority for you, but I do appreciate the chance to come and visit with you, and certainly welcome any questions and any further information you might need today or at any time.
Questions, Ryan?
No, I mean, I was talking to Brad Thomas a couple weeks ago, and that's the funny part is that this was the part of the conversation we had, and then all of a sudden you showed up on the, it's like everyone is talking about this board right now.
There's a lot of buzz about it currently, and you can understand why.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, I had time, last week was a meeting, and didn't get to stay for the whole thing, but about an hour, and all the members were there working hard, brag on you just a little bit. One thing that kind of touched me is I appreciate the spot you all are in because you've got, as the county commission does, a big number to work with of dollars to spend for the service we're trying to provide.
Right.
And you get lots of requests, and it's what I was seeing was it's not an easy thing for you to do because you had one good project or two just in probably the hour I was there.
That's right.
Came and struggling with, you know, being upsetting the president and different things that y'all were dealing with.
So. Right.
Anyhow, appreciate y'all going through that.
Well, yeah, we do have a good hard working board. We put a lot of time in. The meetings are public, open meetings, so you all are welcome to attend any of those you might want to. We're on a fairly regular monthly schedule, and then there's special meetings as well. But I think we do have a good working group. I appreciate you being there and appreciate the compliment.
Is the is some of the, I don't know what other term to use other than controversial, is it the chamber's position in handling the money? Is that, as you mentioned in your presentation there, that they you've let the chamber take over the contracting? Is that basically what they do?
Well, they are a vendor to the tourism district, to the tourism district board. So they spend the marketing dollars on our behalf with their expertise and the professional marketers
with
they have there.
With different contract vendors.
It is, it's a separate contract. There was some discussion a few months ago, would have been around May, that folks thought that we needed to go out for an RFP for those services again. That's always a tough situation. We did do a very thorough RFP process the first time we awarded it to the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce, but the board decided that our time and our efforts would be better spent to improve this contract and look for those efficiencies and how it could be more effective than to put out an open bid. Because what we tend to get with those kind of RFPs are ad agencies and media buying companies that are private entities, so then they have their profit margin and they have their own agenda. And what the Branson CBB brings to us is a lot of community involvement and a long history of marketing this area, and we've found that in the in the past to be the most valuable thing.
In the last 3 years, your target area changed? Your target areas that you're... I know at one time that they had mentioned trying to expand the circumference of the target area.
You mean the actual boundaries of the district, or who we're reaching for visitors?
No, who you're reaching to get your visitors into the area.
Has
it changed?
Well, it's never dramatically changed. You know, it's pretty much the Midwest corridor, and then with these dollars, we are able to do some targeted national cable buys as well. But what we did do, as gas prices were on the rise a couple of years ago and as economic conditions were not looking so good, we did bring our dollars in closer. When we first received these extra dollars, Dallas and Chicago were the markets that everybody always wanted to go to, but they were too expensive to get to. We did that initially and got some great results from there, but with gas prices and looking at a cost per visitor kind of analysis, we said we're really better off to stay a little bit closer, and we've seen that the last 2 years. We're seeing more people come from a closer in market. Still seeing a lot of first-time visitors. People, believe it or not, in St. Louis and Kansas City and Tulsa and places like that that haven't been to Branson that are encouraged to come now because of the value that we offer and because of other, reasons they may not want to spend or travel as far.
Is Atlanta one of them now that the airport targets there?
Well, we did a lot of analysis, or the Dan Lennon and the CBB worked a lot with the airport and their carriers as that came in. What they looked at and found ultimately is that because of the expense of media buying in the Atlanta market, that wasn't very efficient for us. But we looked at what those feeders were into the Atlanta hub, and we identified three possible growth markets, and I hate to quote them because I may not get them right, but I think it was Indianapolis, Minneapolis, and one other, where we were already seeing pretty good drive traffic from those markets and felt like we could enhance both the travel business and our own efforts there that we've done for a number of years, and we spent some extra dollars there. So, there's always a marketing plan, but I always say they're never really etched in stone, because you want to stay flexible for opportunities and changes in the economic conditions and that sort of thing. So we try hard to do that and get the most bang for our every buck we spend.
I've seen made mention of this before. I was visiting my son at Vegas, and Hot Springs Village was a constant rollover on their TV. I mean, it was twice an hour, I believe. Hot Springs Village would be the tourism destination that they would promote, and I thought that was rather interesting.
That is interesting.
You had mentioned, it was mentioned at the meeting, that there's a new location that the airport's serving.
Yes.
You're going to spend a little money there.
Right. It's just some charter service that was just recently announced for the Christmas season, I think is what it's limited to at this point. But, yeah, we're always trying to stay in touch with them and make the most of that. It's great to have low-cost airfares coming into town.
What are those two locations? Shreveport's one of them. What's the other one?
Oh, I'm sorry. Shreveport's the one I remember, too.
Shreveport's the one I was thinking.
Yeah, there's
Rockport, maybe?
Maybe that's it. I know it was an $89 fare there.
Rockford, maybe.
Rockford?
But I think you're right. It's Illinois. It's a smaller suburb close to Chicago out of Illinois.
Wyand, thanks for coming.
Anything else?
Public questions? Sure.
Yeah. Can we get a website address?
Well, the Tourism District doesn't currently have a website address. All of the marketing information would be available through the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce and CBB. I'm happy to give you my handout with these details on it, if that's helpful.
Any other questions, comments? All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you again, Ann.
Appreciate it.
All right. Other business. questions, comments? Something that came to mind this morning as I was coming in was our new planned zoning and sewer location.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty well done. You've been in charge of that mostly.
I think we're probably 99% done.
I was wondering, was maybe having an open house or
sure.
inviting the different municipalities or chambers and different folks, just try mm-hmm. to get the word out
sure.
that they've moved in case somebody's coming and looking. Thought about that already, maybe?
Okay. The biggest thing we don't have is a conference table. I think the conference room is the biggest unfinished area right now, so okay. that I could start having some bigger meetings over there.
Yeah.
Because it should be able to seat 20, the conference room. So
but just kind of a way to let folks mm-hmm. know that it's moved right. and whatnot.
Well, business, they're at business as usual, but it needs a little prep before we ask the public to come in.
Yeah. Right. We got a little more work right on the facade of the building.
I was in there yeah. Thursday and they're carrying on business
yeah.
as usual.
They're getting closer.
They're getting closer.
Okay. Well, we'll recess and take up again at 10 o'clock, I think it is. Thanks for being here.
Okay.